Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. military says it killed three al-Qaeda operatives in a counter-terrorism strike in Yemen. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels seized Yemen's capital in 2014, forcing the internationally recognized Yemeni government to flee to Saudi Arabia, which since has carried out a bombing campaign against the Houthis. UN says more than 3,500 people have been killed and nearly 6,300 wounded in Yemen since the beginning of Saudi Arabia's campaign. UN also notes that 80% of the Yemeni civilians urgently need food and medical help. Nigeria's First Lady Aisha Buhari says her husband's administration will put an end to embezzlement and corruption in Nigeria's government.
I know that this government was a collectively, the government of change. It was a collective efforts government. So the people should continue monitoring the budgets of the ministries. Why a certain amount of money is budgeted for this, and it must carry out its activities based on what they're budgeted for.
Buhari, whose husband, Muhammadu Buhari, was elected in 2015, spoke with VOA's Africa 54 television program. She also spoke about causes with which she cares deeply, including adult education and taking care of families of the hundreds of schoolgirls Boko Haram kidnapped in 2014. United States on track to meet President Obama's goal of allowing in 10,000 refugees from Syria for the fiscal year ending in September. Nearly 80% of the Syrians accepted this year by the U.S. are women and children. A State Department official said the screening process, which has faced domestic criticism, is rigorous and exhaustive. This is VOA News. Officials in northern France say a fire broke out at a birthday celebration at a bar, killing 13 people, injuring six. One of the injured is in critical condition. Reuters reporting the victims are between the ages of 18 and 25. Scores of firefighters battle the flame at the city center bar. A tense France is on maximum alert after two attacks last month, the latest the killing of a priest in his church. In U.S. politics, at a rally in Green Bay, Wisconsin, Republican Party presidential candidate Donald Trump spoke to supporters about one of his chief issues.
We have border problems. People are pouring into our country. We have no idea who they are. We have people. We're going to build a wall, folks. Don't worry about it. We're going to build a wall.
The Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton told a convention in Washington of African-American and Hispanic journalists she has some concerns with many of Trump's business dealings and does not want Americans to suffer under his leadership.
We don't want you to be left in the same position as the retirees in Florida were. They put their money up for Trump condos, and there was never any built, and they didn't get their money back.
Surveys of American voters released this week show Trump trailing Clinton by a fairly wide margin. Presidential election will be November 8th. Opening ceremony for Rio de Janeiro's Olympic Games got underway late Friday with a roaring crowd of tens of thousands on hand. Spectators were excited as they left the stadium, saying they enjoyed the show and that the Games were likely to have a positive long-term influence on Brazil. Sahida Moru is a spectator from the U.S. city of Houston, Texas.
Well, I hope that the Games elevate the country and elevate the situations here. That is my optimistic outlook.
Amazing!
But we have to wait and see for it. But my hope it is that the Games do benefit the country in the long run.
Millions of people around the world watched the ceremony on television, more than 200 Olympic teams participating. Japan today marked the 71st anniversary of the U.S. atomic bombing of Hiroshima that led to the end of World War II. Bombing killed around 140,000. Another bomb was dropped in the port city of Nagasaki 3 days later, killing an estimated 70,000. Washington argued the attacks were necessary to bring about a quicker end to the war. 6 days after the Nagasaki attack, Japan surrendered, ending the war. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com and always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.